order up for, whatever this says. Well, hello, Jareth. Come to help out?
Jareth, Senjen, Mara.
Mara? Do not Mara me, Fesmer. This has been long in coming. Your abuse of OD is criminal. You should be held captive in university with the legionnaire we dispatched 2 days ago.
Oh, boy. Guys.
You mean Caleb, the legionnaire that Mike dispatched?
Teku Arian, the legionnaire that Mike dispatched. With uncommon ease, how do you know that Mike does not dabble in magics worse than your own?
Hey, all this testosterone is making me dizzy. Could you guys keep it
Mike
down?
Mike does not dabble in magic at all. He plays a militaristic game called football. He is merely stronger than most. His abilities are hardly unnatural. Surely you can see that.
Okay, ignore me. I'll just
My point, Fesmer, is that we cannot know that these people are everything they say. We should not risk ourselves any more than duty requires. Look to your work here at Zana's. You have been neglecting it since they arrived. And keep your illegal spellcasting to yourself, as you once did. Surely you recall what happened with your first spell.
Of course, Jareth. How could I forget?
You killed the neighbor's cat by turning its blood to poison.
I thought it was a different spell. I meant no malice.
Of course you did not. But the cat still died. And even then I shielded you from suspicion, as I continue to do. If my friendship means anything to you, please, Fesmer, do not teach any more of your magic to Shauna. Ancestors only know how you think you can prevent her from making similar mistakes.
But she is attuned, Jareth, more so than Arkhan, more than I've ever seen. She could be a great ally.
Or a powerful foe. There is no way of knowing.
University has made you cold, Mara. These are good folk. They do not sneak around or intend us harm.
Mike, where have
they
you...
fighting?
Keep it down. Hey, I'm doing all I can to hold things together in here. Don't just stand there.
Nah, it's between them. There's nothing we can...
I meant in the kitchen. Remember how we're working here now?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I do not object to their being here. I object to how quickly you have taken to them. Specifically, Mike. He is reckless. He is not to be trusted.
He is a capable warrior, as you have witnessed.
He is unpredictable, rash, and to be honest, I am not sure he is entirely sane.
Hey!
His carelessness endangers us.
Yes, ancestors forbid that we take action. Let us simply sit around and complain about Orin's injustices.
That is not what I meant!
Someone needs to act. If you will not help me avenge the ones who has fallen...
Fesmer! You cannot bring them back.
I know this, Jareth. Of course I know this. Do not patronize me.
It was never my intent to do so, Fesmer. Baxenwolfi, Mara. I would urge more caution is all. The Legion has been extremely active these past few weeks, and there are rumors of Undying on the move. Something is happening, and I am certain that our new friends have a role in it, willing or not. Caution, Senjin. Until we know the lay of the land, it is all I ask. I have not forgotten about your father and brother. In due time, we will deliver vengeance upon Orin's Legion.
I believe the time is due. When I cast summon, I asked Odie for the means to...
Oops.
Bui bui, Mike.
Yo, J-Dog.
How long have you been standing there?
Oh, he just got here.
Yeah, just got here, not very long ago at all. From outside, where I was before. What's up?
Nothing is up.
Just talking, huh? That's cool. Anyway, I was just heading back outside to enjoy the outside.
Do not trouble yourself. I am leaving. The midday deliveries are late already.
Zurem, the deliveries.
Look to your tasks, Fesmer.
I could help.
Chatra and Fai, Mike, but Zana wished for Jareth and I to...
I gotta start pulling my weight around here at some point. I'll come with you guys.
Well, if you have Mike's aid, then you do not need mine. Finals approach at university, and I may as well be preparing reviews for Targanone's students.
But...
Do not forget our new client, Fosropos, at the windmill, 6 pies.
+9 to the fire mill, as usual, I remember. Come then, Mike, let us hitch up the goat cart.
Goats?
You must promise not to speak to anyone while on delivery, Mike. It would only bring confusion and possibly...
You possess a keen intellect, Catherine.
Thanks, Jareth.
But you are an awful liar.
I'm really sorry about that. Mike heard most of it, but I'm not sure how much of it he heard, if you get my meaning.
Fesmer and I should not have had our discussion in Zana's kitchen where anyone could hear. It is entirely my fault.
You're right, though, about Mike. He can be a bit of a child sometimes.
I'm not certain it is Mike I object to exactly. I cannot say. It is just... everything is changing with such speed. And not for the better.
We'll be gone soon.
I am sorry, I did not mean...
No, it's okay. We're anxious to leave too. The thing is, the only way that's possible is if Shauna learns magic. Both kinds.
Yes, so Fesmer tells me. Graham, are you implying that I must teach?
I'm not necessarily implying anything. Just give it some thought. Good luck with your classes.
Thank you. I will see you tomorrow, most likely.
Sure. Later.
Yes, later. Oh, Builana, Zana.
Ah, Jared, help me carry these. Wait, you are leaving?
Yes.
You only just arrived. Have you and Fesmer completed your delivery so soon?
Mike is aiding Fesmer today. I must deliver my mind to university's general education requirements.
Well, I suppose. But do not expect to be paid for today's labors.
I am never paid for my labors.
And that is only because you never allow me to pay you.
Absolutely not. Therefore, you cannot chide me for shirking my duties. Victory is mine. Good day, ladies.
Jareth works here for free?
I am an old friend of Jareth's family. He possesses a very strong sense of duty and honor.
Plus, you helped Fesmer out after his father and brother were...
Yes, there is that as well. They have been great friends for many years. Come, help me lift these pails, Kate.
What's in them? It looks like milk.
And it is, of course. What did you expect?
One never knows around here. Frog mucus?
Kate, that is disgusting. It is ordinary sow's milk for my pig pies.
Sow's milk? It's official. I'm going back to being a vegetarian.
That is your choice, but you would be depriving yourself of a Lontarian delicacy. After we carry these to the cellar, Kate, I want to show you something.
Sure thing. Oh, God, it's sloshing. It smells funny. Pig milk. Ugh.
Come, Kate, keep up. You are being outpaced by an old woman.
Yes, Shishwa.
I am serious about what I said before, Mike. You cannot speak at all while making deliveries.
I guess. I don't see what the big deal is.
We must not draw undue attention to you, or Shana or Catherine. Unless I cast another translate spell, no one will be able to understand a word you say.
Well, that could be interesting.
Mike, no. And hold this goat still, please. I need to attach the harness.
Yep. He looks more like an overgrown... Whoa, hold still! Overgrown possum with a spiky head than a goat. Funny that we should have the same word for things that are completely different.
Are goats extremely bad-tempered in your land?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, then they are not so different. You shall remain near the cart while I deliver the pies. Your job is to keep Umbra happy, or at least not angry.
Umbra, huh? How am I supposed to do that, exactly?
Well, she enjoys having her nose tickled.
Seriously?
Is that strange?
Nope, not at all. I'll just pick her nose when she's upset.
If that's what you call it. Just let me load these pig pies into the cart, and we will be ready to go.
Cool. I used to work in a delivery service, you know, back in Boston.
Yes, Antonopoulos.
Antonio's Pizza and Subs, Commonwealth Ave, proudly serving the MSU area since 95. This is Mike speaking. Will this be a pickup or a delivery? We were supposed to say that crap whenever we picked up the phone. Or what did Zana call it? Charter poof?
I see. So you did not answer the Charnpueno fire in that way?
Nah. It was more like, Antonio's, holla back! Or, Antonio's, you kill him, we grill him! Kind of amazing I never got fired, actually.
You seem to thwart expectations somewhat.
And how? There was this one time, I had an afternoon shift by myself, so I decided to bake a football-sized calzone. So I tossed it in the oven, and I kind of forgot about it. So this kid thought he smelled something burning, and without thinking, I screamed, "Ah, crap, my football!" Oh, man. Shauna really covered my ass on that one. I had to call the fire department and everything. Boss never found out. But the best part was, the kid thought I was cooking my football in a pizza restaurant.
Yes, well, Senjin, none of that here?
Obviously not. I rarely make the same mistake more than twice.
We are ready. Let us go.
Hi-ho, Umbra way! Oh! Crap, sorry, Fez. Come back, Umbra. I swear I didn't mean it.
Oli trao, Catherine, Zana.
Rex pro'unta, Fesmer, Meek.
Umbra, honey, don't hold a grudge. It was a love tap.
Mike is sweet-talking a hairy creature strapped to a cart, and the creature is running away. Maybe I could be happy here.
I suspect perhaps you could, Kate. Ah, here is my archery range. It is nothing too impressive, I fear, but it should suit our purpose.
What purpose is that?
Kate, I thought you might have guessed by now. I desire to see your skill with the bow.
Oh, well, it's been a long time
this
since...
This bow was a gift to me from Targonane long ago. It is Zakwaen with the strength of Odi.
Targonane? Where have I heard that name before?
He is Jara's mentor at university and an old friend of mine. A very old friend.
Oh, so it's magical?
Yes, but unlike our active items, which are fueled by hearths, Odi is within the bow itself. It is a stronger magic, and I must bind it to you before you can use it.
But wouldn't that interfere with asking a question at Drayen Myr? I mean, if that's something I decide to do someday.
No, it does not interfere. You will not be accessing Odi, the weapon will.
Isn't that a pretty fine distinction?
It is, but using magical objects has not prevented people from asking that question before.
If you say so.
This will only take a moment. Give me your hand, Sanjan.
Will this hurt?
It never has before. Are you ready?
Yes.
Gorenya Catherine. And there, it is bound to you.
That's it?
Well, yes. What were you expecting?
Hard to say lately. So, what now?
Now, knock an arrow, take aim at the target, and release.
Okay. What's the magic part do, though? Is something gonna blow up?
No, nothing like that. You will see.
Okay, here goes.
Ah, I had a feeling about you, Kate. A perfect star's heart. Exceptional.
Well, yeah, you can't really miss with magic bows, can you?
You certainly can. The magic within your bow merely guides the skill you already possess. Think of it as a dear friend who gives you good advice. It is up to you how to use that advice, if you do at all.
Huh.
You may practice for a while longer if you wish. With all of your hard work in my kitchen, you have earned a break today. Treasure your bow, and it will not fail you, Kate.
My bow, Zana?
I will not hear any protests, Kate. It is my gift to you, one seeker of truth to another. Use it well.
Well, thank you, Zana.
Chardionofai. Now I must help Arkan in the kitchen, provided, of course, that it has not already gone up in flames without me.
And then I was all like, oh no, you didn't just try to sack me. Hope you like eating grass, sucker. And whoosh, like a rocket all the way down to the end zone. Oh, if the receiver had just caught it, we would have totally won the game.
Fascinating. Torren, next we have the windmills. Will Frostropos requested the remaining 6 pies.
Hoo-ha. Hey, Fez, question. Why do I have to goat-sit Umbro while you make deliveries? I mean, can't I at least come up to the house with you? NPCs mostly blather on about whatever, but sometimes talking to them is the key to finding secret stuff.
What is not to understand? You are from another world, and your presence here in Landia is a secret, and must remain so.
Yeah, but why?
Because reckless actions have consequences, that is why.
Jeez, Jareth got you bad, huh? Look, Fez, I won't say a thing. Even if I did, what would it matter?
Much would matter. Many in positions of power would want to know how you arrived here, which would lead them to me, and ultimately to Zana's.
So?
Chin, Mike, whatever you believe this is, there is real danger here. I will not see harm come to my friends.
Neither would I. But come on, Fez. You saw what I did to that Legion, dude.
Yes, and we are fortunate that no one else witnessed that.
But they're the bad guys. Everybody be congratulating me.
I fear things are not so simple, Mike.
But you hate Legionnaires.
Very much so, yes.
So beating them up is a good thing, yeah?
Let me attempt to explain this. Though Orn's Legion is not the army it once was, their power still derives from a pervasive network of extortion and crime. Those who wish to live do not cross them.
What about the cops?
Caps?
The Popo, the Law, Town, Militia?
Ah, you mean the Lawa Twen.
Sure. What about them?
Legionnaires have their Waloran and strange weapons. Mere townsfolk cannot hope to stop armored men who fly about on these forbidden machines. And if they dared, the Legion has much more dire tools.
Like what?
Well, Undying, for one.
They can use the Undying as a weapon? How's that work?
Well, they usually herd large numbers of them into town. When this happens in Laundi, University helps protect us somewhat, but there are complicated alliances. You must understand that there is an uneasy peace with many of the forces of Orin. But there must be something. Some key to undoing the whole thing.
Right. That's why you called us here. With your spell.
I'm not sure that's...
It's kind of obvious, Fez. You want revenge, and you called for somebody who could help you, since Jareth won't.
Mike, that is not exactly...
Dude, don't lie to me. You summoned help, and you got us. Well, you got me anyway, but I'm plenty. Let's pop some magical caps into this Orin guy, and this weird dream game thing will be over.
Well, I would not lie to you. There is truth in what you say, Mike. I believe that I am partially responsible for your presence here, yes, but I alone do not have the ability to pull 3 people against their will to Landi from another world. I believe that my spell disrupted another, a much greater one.
So who cast it?
Someone with much power beyond anything I've ever seen. Someone who may not be pleased to learn I interfered with their plans. If any of my friends are hurt as a result of my actions, I will not forgive myself. That is why we must practice caution, Mike.
Okay, all right. But I hope you know this is like basically the same thing as being offered a quest and saying no to it over and over again. Story's not going to start until we start saying yes.
Well, we are on a quest right now. We are delivering pies.
Oh, right. A fetch quest. Or the opposite of a fetch quest. Whatever that's called. I guess that's in line with our level. And being on goat duty is sure a blast.
As you say. Ah, here are the windmills. Would you like to help me carry the pies?
Serious?
Remember, you are meek. A mute friend of a family who is now under Zana's employ. Mute means that you cannot speak.
Yes, I know what mute means.
Yes, I truly hope that you do. Let us go.
Hey, Arkan.
Oli Thraushe. Where is everyone?
Everyone? What do you mean?
Everyone else? Zana, Catherine, Mike, all of them?
You mean everyone who should be working alongside me right now, yes?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, Fesmer and Mike are making deliveries. This typically falls to Fesmer and Jareth, but Jareth has decided to take the day for himself. He is at university. As for Zana and Catherine, they are practicing archery behind the shop. Everyone is elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking for you anyway.
For me? Whatever for?
I know how to use magic.
Closer to me, please. You only began learning this morning, Shay. That is not possible.
Sure it is. It isn't that hard, actually, once you click into the right mindset. I mean, it did take me a couple of hours sitting in one place, but I figured out pretty quickly from there.
A couple of hours? Really? And what spell did you cast?
I cast Push. I sent a rock flying across the pound out back. It was awesome, Archon!
There may not be many customers here, but all of them can hear you. Less with the shouting, please.
Sorry, I'm just so excited. I mean, I've always been able to sense little things before they happen, but I've never been able to turn that around and actually make things happen. I guess I never tried either, but maybe I always could.
Shay, it took me 2 years of study to cast my first spell, and I am considered to be quite talented.
I thought you said you didn't know very much magic.
And I do not. Everyone knows some little things, luck spells and the like. Remember, Shay, I tried to enter university. I was 8 when I cast my first spell, which is an exceptional feat. And still, they did not accept me.
Well, that makes sense. I'm 19, so maybe that's why it's easier for me.
If anything, it takes longer for one your age to begin the process of learning such things. This is absurd.
Don't know what to tell you, boss.
Prove this to me. Show me your magic.
Okay, well, I only know Push, and I sent that rock pretty far. I wouldn't want to break anything in here.
Foolish girl, even if what you say is true, I refuse to believe that you can move anything farther than a knuckle's width. Lift this equish into the air.
Well, I don't know lift.
Precisely.
But it couldn't be too different from Push.
It is extremely
different. Oliruna, you two.
Oliruna, Zana. Shay believes that she has already learned to access Odishishwa.
So soon?
Well, yeah, but it was a very small rock.
You moved a rock on your first day?
Well, yeah, all the way across the pond.
You are truly gifted, Shay. We must celebrate this tonight. You two girls are astonishing. Kate is more skilled than myself with the bow, and you learned to cast magic in hours. What will Meek do, I wonder?
Reinvent the PlayStation?
May I speak with you for a moment, Shishwa?
Certainly, Archon.
Alone.
Oh, I'll be in the kitchen.
What is the trouble, Archon?
It is difficult to see what is not the trouble, Shishwa.
The lunch rush has ended, and all customers have departed, so that cannot be the trouble. You do not share jealous concerns about recklessness, so neither is that the trouble. Surely you are not envious of Kate and Shay's achievements.
How can I be envious of what is truly impossible? It has been a mere 3 days, and already they are a part of things.
Well, yes, they are no longer guests, Archon. They are under my employ.
Moreover, they barely understand the fundamentals of our ways, and yet they have excelled beyond comprehension in all matters.
Yes, they have. Should we not celebrate this?
No, we should not. They are a danger to us. Too much power in novice hands.
Archon, Voluna, this is Jareth's way, not yours. What is the trouble?
I cannot say.
Surely, it is not that they are a part of things?
No, Shishwa, they are everything. They are your employees and disciples. They are Fesmer's closest friend. They are Jared's Tokiluna. They are even the chosen of Odin. Tell me, Senjin, what they are not.
They are not you, Archon.
But what I am is no longer of use. I am attuned, but Shay is more so. I am Fesmer's close friend, but Meek is closer. And it is the same for Jareth and Kaith. There is no longer a place for me.
I do understand your discontent, Archon. Since university rejected your application, I feel that you have remained here because you do not know where else to go.
No, Shishwa. I have remained here because I have chosen to.
But why?
I do not know. All of my friends are in Laundi.
As are your parents.
Yes.
To become all that we can, we must seek far beyond what we know. University is not your path, so you must find another.
What if this is my path?
Archon, Voluna, I bake and deliver pig pies. This is not your path.
But I am content here.
No, you are not. It could be that Meek, Shay and Kate will direct you to your path. Do not despair, simply because they can do certain things better than you are able. Just now, I gifted my bow to Kate.
What?! The bow Targanon I gifted to you! Your most treasured possession! That bow?
Possessions are not what I treasure, Archon. And yes, that bow. She is a more competent archer than I. Why should she not also have a superior bow?
But Shishwa, you are the best shot in Laundi.
Nearly the best in all Baela, in fact. I once competed professionally, long, I suspect, before Kate was born.
And still, Kate is a more competent archer.
Indeed, after only several lessons, which she attended reluctantly.
Does that not vex you?
She is quickly discovering her way with us, and it is a privilege to behold. I am content to give up my bow and guide her through this. For you, it may not be so simple. but that is my best advice to you, Arakan. Dispense with pride. You will find no satisfaction in it.
I will try, Shishua.
And do not again think that you have been replaced. You are as a daughter to me.
Thank you, Shishua.
Shay, have you yet discovered the lift spell?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's working right.
Show Arkan and me anyway. Perhaps we can advise you.
Okay. Work, stupid magic. Lift! Yeah, you're gonna run out of fruit. I keep splatting it against the ceiling. Your kitchen's kind of a mess, sorry.
Still, that is very impressive, Shay.
You're too powerful.
What do you mean?
That is why you are lifting them too much without effort. The tone of your mantra channels the force with which you draw upon Odie. You are channeling as much as you can every time. Try again, but softer, more measured.
Oh, okay. Work, stupid magic. Lift. Oh, hey, cool.
And you may want to select a different mantra.
I don't know, I kind of like this one.
There are some who might think it's disrespectful, that is all.
Oh, well, I guess I hadn't thought about that.
There is much you could learn from our clan, Shay. Vesmer will be able to instruct you in ways that are creative and spontaneous, but if you seek to channel Odie with subtlety and finesse, you will find no better teacher than Arkan.
Well, great, I'd like that.
As would I.
Wonderful. Now, let us prepare for our dinner rush. Vesmer and Miko to be returning shortly, yes?
Look, I said I was sorry.
I am choosing not to speak to you at this moment.
Come on, Fez, it's not that big a deal.
I distinctly remember explaining to you exactly why it is a great deal of big, Mike.
Lostrum Post totally mentioned a quest. You heard him. And he even dressed differently. An important NPC is always dressed differently.
He mentioned no such thing. He was dressed differently because he is disgustingly rich.
Well, whatever. But he did mention a quest. He told us that there were rumors of undying on the move. And Jarrah said the same thing earlier when I wasn't in the kitchen.
What matter is it? Undying move about. That is a condition of their not remaining dead. They move, Mike.
Yeah, but he wouldn't say it unless it was foreshadowing of some kind.
And though you knew he could not understand you, though I cautioned you about being discovered, you hope to accomplish what by speaking directly to Fostropos?
Well, you clearly weren't going to follow up on the adventure hook, so I spoke up. I mean, sometimes when nothing works, you just have to mash some buttons, you know, see what happens?
I dearly hope that nothing happens. Perhaps Jarrah was right about you.
What?
Nothing, Mike. Please, just cease your talking. I desire silence for the remainder of the journey.
Fine. Man, I am sorry. You know, I just got carried away. It's like nothing but woods, Zana's shop, the outside of the magical ghost cave the entire time I've been here. I just got excited. Which is no excuse, I know. But still, can you really blame me?
Yes, I can. Now silence, for once in your life, Senjin.
I'm just going to assume that Senjin isn't a bad word. It isn't, right? Right? Hey, Fez, you smell that?
My name has not been Fez for many years. It is Fezmer.
Okay, Fezmer. Do you smell that?
I do not smell anything.
It's like rotting something.
I'm not in the mood for jests concerning flatulence.
See? Umbra smells it too. Oh, God, that's nasty. I'm gonna go see what it is. Be right back.
Mike, no! Stay on the path! Pence away, idiot boy! Mike! I have a bad feeling regarding this.
Fez, there's like a whole army of zombies just over the hill! They look totally real! You've got to see this!
Undying, merciful, and enorme. Mike, return immediately, Mike!
Whoa! Oh, coming! Dude, there's like hundreds of them. It looks like they're heading back towards town. Beef us up with some magic, so we can hold them off. Is that sword magical?
No, it is not magical.
Well, make it magical! Come on, man! Combat! Experience points!
If there are as many as you say, we cannot hope to fight them. We must run and warn others.
Steve Archer's boy doesn't run away. What's so hard to understand?
All of it!
Zombies are slow as hell. Come on, we can take them. You got your sword and magic, and I got this big stick.
Even with a whole tree, Mike, you could not stand against undying.
Well, give me your sword then. You can take them out with ranged spells, and I'll fight off any that get close.
This sword is not for fighting. We must run, Mike.
What's wrong with the sword?
There is nothing wrong with the sword.
Then what's it do?
It doesn't do anything. It is more for appearances.
Oh, it's a fashion statement. Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, man, that is too funny.
Mike, if you are ever going to take things seriously, let it be now. I beg of you. We're the only ones who have sighted undying. We have to warn everybody. Our friends are in danger, Mike. Will you help me?
Okay, but how?
The army is nearly between the town and us. In the distance there. Do you see that bell tower?
Yep.
We must alert the Watun inside, and he'll begin ringing the bell. There are other towers, and the warning will pass into each until it reaches university, where I pray they have adequate forces for a defensive strike. Our words cannot hold up forever.
Okay, so we get the bells ringing, then we attack?
No, then we run and hope that we make it back to Zanas before she raises her ward. We cannot risk safeguarding you anywhere else because you are determined to betray your disguise.
I'd rather pick a few off. Maybe stall them a while.
Your sacrifice would not be noble, Mike. It would be idiotic.
Who said anything about sacrifice? I'm like a demigod here. You saw what I did to that legionnaire.
With surprise and good fortune, nothing else. You will not meet such victory against Undying. Forget what you think you know and trust what I am telling you.
What about your goat, Umbra?
Undying have no interest in animals. You will not encounter harm.
Oh, that's strange.
Pensa where they are coming over the hill. They must have sent you. With haste, Mike.
Okay. But Fez, Flostrum Post, the quest, Undying on the move. Oh man, I totally called it.
It is Keith, live-action dweeb!
Har, har, har.
Things going well?
Well, you would not believe how phenomenal I am with Zana's bow. I've shot nothing but 9 and 10 rings since I came out here. Well, approximately 9 and 10. It's hard to tell since this target has stars instead of rings, weirdly.
Yeah, I heard a bit about your crazy skills. Overheard, I should say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently you're finding your way.
You know, I kind of am. I've never liked archery before, but I think that's just because it was my parents' thing for me. Now it's just mine, and I love it. And it loves me. Another 10 ring. Olympic archers don't do this well.
Crazy dream world. We're all superstars here.
Thought you were over the dream stuff.
Well, as it turns out, I can move things with my mind. You tell me what's real.
Really? You've already learned magic?
Well, yeah. Observe. Work, stupid magic. Pull! And here are your arrows.
Huh. Work, stupid magic?
Yeah, first thing I thought of. Apparently it's a big deal that I can do this so soon.
Wow, superstars.
Superstars!
Yeah, but work, stupid magic, seriously?
I know, right? Well, it's just a mantra to help me focus, so I guess it could be anything. It's just something I felt very strongly about when I first tried it, and now it's hard to imagine doing it any other way.
Well, try something else.
Like what?
Something else you feel very strongly about?
I call on you, sweet caffeinated coffee. Push! Nothing.
So I'm going to find to Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, shut up. Look at you. You've never touched a spoonful in your life.
It's called high metabolism. Look it up, sorceress.
It's called full of crap. By Catherine's skinny lies, I summon a fattening pint. And nothing.
Ah, well. Work stupid magic it is. Does have a certain ring to it. What's with all those bells? Some kind of holiday we weren't told about?
I don't know. If it is, it doesn't sound like a happy holiday.
God, what is that smell? Do you smell that?
It wasn't me.
I certainly hope not.
What is it?
I don't know. I just got a whiff of something really foul.
Maybe somebody's burning pig pie.
Someone ought to.
Oh, man, I smell it too. Like death warmed over.
Shay, Keith! There you are! Into the cold cellar, now!
What? What's wrong?
Undying! Come, we're putting up the ward!
She just said undying, didn't
Wait,
she?
The ward? Mike and Fesmer are still out there! We can't go in yet!
They're in Shishwa.
Think I know them. Fesmer and Meek?
I don't know, they're not here!
The ward barrier takes time to activate, and as university's emergency bell is already ringing, time is not something we have. We cannot wait for them.
But we have to.
Num waxen pla undying vermin.
What?
Every child is taught this. When the worst happens, go into any house. They will find a safe place. They must.
Okay, no. There. Now we must hurry to the cold cellar, and hope that no undying saw you two outside. Come!
How secure is your ward thing?
It will repel several undying, but if any sense to you, more than several will attempt entry. My hearth only contains so much power. You have your bow, okay?
Yeah.
And Che, you are not exhausted from today's magic use?
No, I guess not. I don't know.
Are you in, Archon?
Yes, I'm bolting the door.
So there's two entrances?
Yes, but we will be warded in, and the magic that keeps the cellar cold should sufficiently mask our presence. You see, undying must have cause to attempt violent entry, and we have done nothing to give them cause.
Hopefully.
Yes, hopefully.
God, I hope Mike and Fesmer are okay.
I know him. I cannot run any longer.
You got little or no choice in the matter, Fez. Left to right.
Zanas is that way.
Whoops, living dead. Straight ahead. Detour.
Mike, I must...
Nothing doing. Crap, rotting hombres up here too. U-turn.
Mike, please.
We can't let ourselves get surrounded. As my father used to say, you can rest when you're dead. Maybe you can't. Zombie Christ, this way's blocked too. Oh, now I'm all turned around. Can we climb on someone's roof?
Lord, it would prevent...
No, huh? When all else fails, pick a random direction. Come on!
I must rest, Mike.
What about impressing the ladies with your new rip bod? Casting crazy savage magic spells with your new unlimited stamina?
It's not savage. Natural magic, Mike. It's called natural.
Not a word of that. God, we're cornered. Frank! Well, Fez, I got bad news, and... Well, actually, I just got bad news.
I apologize, Mike.
Apologize? For what?
I did not believe...
Ah, hell, half the time I don't believe me either. Ain't no thing.
Are you really so unafraid of death?
Death? You crazy son of a bitch! We're just gathering our strength!
Strength?
Yeah, we're gonna attack in a couple seconds. Let me know when you're ready.
Attack? The odds are impossible, Mike.
Yeah, they usually are. Nah, actually, this is pretty much the worst thing I've ever faced. But if you can't laugh, what's the point?
You truly are insane, Mike.
Insanely awesome.
Yes, of course, that is exactly what I meant. I am ready. What is the plan?
Well, you know what they say about the best defense.
They're gone.
University spell will cease ringing, as will the album.
How long has it been?
It is impossible to know. Moments like this tend to stretch on.
Well, Shauna, I guess it's safe to assume they didn't notice you or...
Oh my god, oh my god.
Ready your bow, Kate.
That was the entrance that leads directly outside, right?
Yes, Kate. They must have penetrated my warp.
Oh god, oh god.
They're about to break through. Shay, focus. We will require your magic.
I don't think I can.
You must. I will do what I can, but it will not be enough. We are depending on you, Shay.
Okay.
What should I aim for? Their head?
Matters not. You can only hope to turn them away.
What? You mean I can't kill them?
They're called undying for a reason, Keith.
Oh. Ah!
Finally.
Me.
Hello, ladies.
Mike?
No time for heroic loving now. I got me some zombies to kill. Here, someone take Fesmer. Where's his box of spell bombs?
Fesmer? He's unconscious.
He'll be fine. Took a clobbering, though. Ah, there they are.
Mike, how did you get here? Were you outside this whole time?
Answer any questions later. Clear the door. Hun. Hot tamale. Sweet. Spell bomb. And another for good measure. That should keep him away long enough for me to get to the roof and rain death upon them. God, I love this game.
Be back in a minute.
Oh, Mike, you idiot. Mike, get back here. Oh, I hate you so much.
Let's see. Round the corner, up the stairs. Ooh, zombie, outside. Pull in. Right. Ah, oh, great. As if Zana didn't already own me.
Mike, you are the biggest idiot in the world. Both worlds.
Catherine, why did you follow me?
To make sure you don't go do something stupid.
Wouldn't dream of it. So, how do we get to the roof?
My room has a roof window. Wait, why do we need to get to the roof?
For purposes of smiting the unholy from above? Obviously. Hey, you brought a bow. Any good with it?
You could say that.
Here we go. Ooh, mama. Steep roof. And where are my little friends? Aha!
Mike, this is not one of your best ideas, and even your best ideas are pretty awful.
Pull in! Hey! Nice, that took out like six. Let's try for seven.
I think maybe this qualifies as something stupid, Mike. Why don't you come down?
Crazy talk. Hey! What? Oh, man. Dud. Fez did say these things were pretty old. Hey, careful, Catherine.
Whoa! There's so many of them.
Yeah, they followed us here. I think they wanted to eat Fezmer. Well, less talking. More zombie smiting. Well now, that's more like it. Except for only hitting two of them. Weak.
One of these days, Mike.
Hey, nice shot, actually.
What do you mean, actually?
Nothing. My turn. Well then, wow, Catherine, you're doing awesome.
Well, thanks, but I think we're only drawing their attention.
Yes, like zombie moths onto my spell bomb flame.
That makes no sense at all.
Sure it does. Look, more over this way. I got him.
Mike, hey, you're too close to the edge.
Close to the edge, closer to the action. Pull in.
Mike, be careful. Mike! Mike!
Thank you for listening to episode 4 of Second Shift, Come Down. Written by Brandon Kroos and John Tanzer, produced by Becky Davis, directed by Andrea Schubert, it was a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. The vocal team includes these people: Christina Milatowicz as Zana, Brad Smith as Jareth, Andrew Schwartz as Fesmer, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Becky Davis as Shauna, Mike Hunter as Mike, with additional voices provided by Brandon Kroos, Andrea Schubert, Brad Smith, and Katie Sokol. The audio podcast is edited by Andrew Schwartz. The executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Schubert. For more information, please go to our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. Second Shift is copyright 2006 Blue Sky Red.
Oh. I'm sure it is. It isn't that hard, actually, once you click into the right mindset. I mean, it did take me a couple of tries, just this hour of the... Sorry.
What do you want?
Do that again, but don't laugh. Except don't laugh.
Sorry.